the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, come, let us adore. The Word made flesh and dwelling among us, come, let us adore. Today is the fountainhead of our salvation and the revelation of the mystery that was planned from all eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of Mary, and Gabriel announces this wondrous grace. The Word made flesh and dwelling among us, come, let us adore. Today is the announcement of joy. Today heaven is joined to earth. Adam is renewed and Eve is released from sorrow. Our own human flesh has become God's temple. The Word made flesh and dwelling among us, come, let us adore. A young woman's womb receives the Word. The Holy Spirit is sent with power. The Abba on high is well pleased, and we acclaim the mystery of salvation. The Word made flesh and dwelling among us, come, let us adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Behold the handmaid of Adonai. May it be done to me according to your word. We praise Adonai this day so long foretold, whose promise shone with cheering ray on waiting saints of old. The prophets gave the sign for faithful folk to read. A virgin born of David's line shall bear the promised seed. She meekly bowed her head to hear the gracious word. The Virgin Mary, blessed and free, so favored of the Lord. Blessed ever be her name in every age on earth, through whom that wondrous mercy came, the incarnate Savior's birth. Jesus, the Virgin Son, we praise you and adore, who are with God your Abba one, and Spirit evermore. Amen. Upon entering the world, the Word proclaims, you have given me a body. Behold, I come to do your will. I waited and waited for Adonai. At long last, God stooped down and listened to my cry, then pulled me from the deadly pit, out of the miry clay, and gave me a steady stride on rock-solid ground. God gave me a new song, a hymn of praise. Those who see this will be moved to trust in Adonai. Happy indeed are those who place their trust in God, not seduced by idols, nor won over by the lies of rebels. How many are the wonders, Adonai, that you work on our behalf? Were I to name them all, no one could count or keep track. Truly, you are beyond compare. You do not ask for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust or victim. Instead, here am I. In the scroll of the book it stands written that I should do your will. My God, I delight in your law in the depth of my heart. I will celebrate your justice before all in the great assembly. I do not hold back the story, Adonai. You know this is true. I did not hide in my heart your acts of justice and rescue. I boldly declared to all your truth and care, your faithful love. Adonai, you always surround me with the compassion of a loving mother. Your certain and tender care will always protect and guard me. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Upon entering the world, the Word proclaims, you have given me a body. Behold, I come to do your will. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God." The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
O Virgin Mary, receive the word given by the angel. You will conceive and bear the one who is human and divine, and you will be called most blessed of all women. O Virgin Mary, receive the word given by the angel. You will conceive and bear the one who is human and divine, and you will be called most blessed of all women. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you, and you will be called most blessed of all women. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the breath of love. O Virgin Mary, receive the word given by the angel. You will conceive and bear the one who is human and divine, and you will be called most blessed of all women. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we saw the glory that is His, as the beloved Son of the Abba, full of grace and truth. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we saw the glory that is His, as the beloved Son of the Abba, full of grace and truth.
Incarnate Word of God and Son of Mary of Nazareth, in your compassion, hear our prayer. Gabriel brought the invitation to Mary. Give us her courage to say, "Let your will be done." She conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. May your Spirit make us bearers of the Word. You and your parents were refugees from violence, and you were immigrants. May we welcome those who flee poverty and war. Simeon and Anna recognized you in the temple and foretold the suffering your love would entail. Help us to recognize you in others and comfort those whose hearts are pierced with sorrow. You shared and entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. May we include all who suffer loss in our circle of prayer and concern. Your coming on earth marked the beginning of a new age. May this great feast in early spring mark the renewal of all creation. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One, source of all light and life. The Virgin Mary conceived and bore a Son who is called Wonderful God and Prince of Peace. May her bold consent and let it be inspire all of us to say yes when you call, and bring the word to birth each day by lending our hands and our hearts to building your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love both now and forever. Amen. May the God of life, the incarnate word, and the holy breath of love bless us and lead us to eternal life. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.